Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins, and this is a call-in show, gardening call-in show, that you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm all bushy-tailed this morning. I love, you know, the weather. The weather's been good. The warm temperatures, I don't need. But I was thinking about you this week, and good morning, Orlando, when I saw all the fog on the news. And did you encounter that on your drive-in?
I wasn't sure how much fog versus, I know that they were doing a bunch of control burns throughout Central Florida, so I wasn't sure if it was fog or control burn or what.
It was a lot. So yeah, no. If you got that smoky, you know, smell, then it probably was the thing. But it just hung over the city. All the traffic cameras just showed the smoke and the fog.
So. Well, I did notice when I was coming in that it looked like a blanket underneath the lights. It was kind of very interesting looking.
It was. Well, I'm so glad you're here this morning. We didn't hit record high temperatures this week, but we were almost there. Not expecting any rain, so it's going to be dry. Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Newberry, and Daytona Beach, you're going to be cloudy this week with no rain and low 80s for the week. And this is higher than our average temperature of 74 degrees. It should just be 70s and 50s at night. And we're hitting 80s and 60s and 70s at night. So that's not good. But also, too, in the Panhandle, Mount Dora in Orlando, we should be getting some rain, 30% chance next weekend. So what I was surprised at was this month, we should average 2.35 inches of rain.
Okay.
That's
I'll take that.
It's springtime. It's our dry season. 2 inches of rain. We just got barely over half an inch of rain this month.
Oh, I believe it because I've had to go out and water all of my stuff.
Yeah. And so we're going to get some rain in Central Florida next weekend. So your sprinklers can come on one time a week. And that's really all it should need for the 70-degree temperatures. But that's legally with the water restrictions, water management restrictions in most of the state. You know, it's just one time a week. And that should be perfectly fine for our grass and our landscape if we had normal temperatures, you know, wintertime temperatures, which is the 70s and 50s at night. But we're going to be in the 80s, so things may look a little peaked. You may want to go out there with a hose, and you can hand water.
Yes.
And so you can hand water your containers. You can hand water, you know, your different plants, especially if you just, you know, planted them. And the reasoning behind that is you're not going to stand out there for an hour and water.
This is true. Now, see, I have everything set up on my porch on the picnic table waiting for my raised garden to be built this weekend. But I don't have a hose in there because I don't want everything to get wet. But I have like a gallon water jug. Yeah. And I have to keep going back inside and filling it up. I'm like, y'all need to hurry up and get this thing built. But yes, they've been quite thirsty this last week.
Yeah. And that's because of all the hot temperatures. So sprinklers come on one time a week. And to get the best use out of it, the most efficient use out of it, you should water after 5 a.m. and before 10 a.m. Now, what that does is it allows the plants to absorb it and it doesn't, you know, evaporate that quickly. But it also, too, keeps your landscape from getting fungus. If you water and your plants stay wet longer than 5 hours, then you're going to get fungus issues. And so if you water after 5 a.m., and then before 10 a.m., you're going to be fitting right in with the water restrictions and your landscape's going to be healthier. So I want to say thank you to Brenda for sending in beautiful photos of her mango tree with anthracnose. You can't cure it once you have it, but you can spray the new foliage with a copper fungicide from Southern Ag, Bonide, Captain Jack's, you know, Dead Bug Bug Brew. And so that to prevent further issues with fungal disease. But if you know you get a fungus every year, then, you know, think about applying a fungicide before the seasonal time that you get the fungus. And that could be springtime, it could be summer, it could be fall. And so if you do that, apply it before, and that will prevent you from getting the fungus. But you need to ask yourself, why am I getting a fungus? And at the base of that is watering. Mm. And so it could be watering too much or not watering at certain times of the day.
Okay.
Okay. So other BMPs, don't water at night, and that will help. So last week at Peterson's Nursery, Big Rose Day, they sold 500 roses. Well done, Peterson's. I want to let everyone know that March 11th, I will be at Peterson's Nursery to talk about my favorite plants for 2023. I'd love to meet everyone that's there. Coming up in our next segment, we got a celebration and a win-win for the Department of Environmental Protection, University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, and for Florida's environment that is close to my heart. We're going to be talking with the effervescent Tina McIntyre, Seminole County's Extension's Florida-friendly landscaping agent, with all the good news on Florida's water. What a show we have for you today. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 copays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I recently asked my phone to answer the question, what is a Christian? Here's what she said.
A Christian is someone who believes in God, has conservative moral values, and goes to church on Sundays.
While there's some truth to her answer, she misses it badly. First, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than being in a garage makes you a car. And while it's true Christians believe in God, they also recognize they can know God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Salvation is a gift, and Christians have faith and the trust to know Him as their Lord and Savior for life. So, are you a Christian? If you are, follow Jesus faithfully. And if not, may you put your trust in Him today. I promise you'll never regret it. You'll be thankful for eternity. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for getting up early with Lizzie and I with your morning cup of tea or coffee or orange juice. We are glad you're here. Joining us right now is Tina McIntyre. Tina is the Florida-friendly landscaping agent with the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Extension in Seminole County. She has a master's in conservation biology from the University of Central Florida and specializes in surface water quality and quantity, best management practices in landscape management, and restoration of urban green spaces. Perfect for FFL. Tina came to Extension after serving for 4 years as senior biologist at the Orange County Environmental Protection Division, and where she surveyed the lakes, rivers, and streams of the county and worked in the laboratory. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa and Lizzie.
I hope you're doing well. Everything all good this morning?
Yeah, it's going great. We're off to a good start. I got a nice hot beverage here myself.
I can appreciate that. So, Tina, I'm feeling very nostalgic today with the University of Florida, IFAS, celebrating this weekend. What are all the congratulations and applause for?
Well, we are so excited that it is actually celebrating the 30 years of the Florida Friendly Landscaping Program. And we're just having various celebrations and webinars. And there's a big pledge that people can sign on the website to integrate a Florida-friendly landscaping principle. So lots of great ways to engage in this wonderful celebration.
I think that's wonderful. So when and, well, we know it's 30 years ago, but when and where did Florida-friendly first start?
Yeah, so back in 1993, it's been, you know, like we said, 30 years. And really, it was a grassroots kind of manifestation. So the Marine Resource Council over in Brevard County, you know, they were seeing issues with the Indian River Lagoon. Simultaneously, we were having some issues over in Tampa Bay with, you know, algae and nutrients. And, you know, people said, well, we can do better. We can make a good program where we can educate people on the impacts our watersheds have on our water. And what we do in our landscapes actually does impact the environment. And that's really how it became into state law and has just evolved and flourished, pun intended, since then.
Wonderful. It has. And so for new residents to Florida, people who are just moving to the state, what are the Florida-friendly landscaping principles?
Yeah, and so there are 9, which, you know, can seem a little much or overwhelming at first, but really they all play such a great role in giving us a wonderful landscape while still protecting the environment. So it all starts off with right plant, right place. We want to make sure that we're putting the right species in, you know, the right shade, the right water. If you have, you know, a dry landscape or a wet one, this really is the foundation of the program. So we start off with a good plant in the right place. And then from there, the other 8 principles come easy, right? So we want to calibrate our irrigation, know how much water we're applying, watching the rain. Right now it's super dry, but as we approach the summertime, it'll get wet. So just watering efficiently, then fertilizing appropriately. In Seminole County, we have a really great fertilizer education program. And that's because fertilizer can become a pollution in our waterways. So we want to make sure that we're feeding our plants We have mulching, attracting wildlife, so bringing in those birds and bees and butterflies, providing habitat for them, managing yard pests responsibly, recycling yard waste, so that composting, reducing stormwater runoff, and finally, last but not least, protecting the waterfront. So if you live on a stormwater pond or canal or lakeshore, just really vegetating that area.
That is so true. And so many good reasons to understand what these principles do and how you can apply them to your yard. So it's a really great program. So how many counties implement Florida-friendly landscaping now? Because it's starting to where people are having to do this in certain areas.
Correct. Yeah. So it really is a statewide program. We have it officially in 51 counties with a agent or extension agent or a coordinator or some person that's titled Florida Friendly. But with our Master Gardener program, it's actually active in all 67 counties because the Master Gardener volunteers really extend that mission of Florida Friendly.
That's great. It's a good outreach. And everyone who has a extension office in their county and a Master Gardener clinic should take full advantage of it. They're very lucky to have it because we have a strong extension program in Florida. And we should be very grateful for that. So, Tina, how much water do you think we have saved or save each year by doing Florida-friendly landscaping principles?
Well, statewide, it's astronomical. So just alone in the St. Johns River Water Management District, which is pretty much runs from Orlando to Jacksonville, we're seeing over those 18 counties in 2020 was 1% lower than a five-year average. So we are seeing a steady decline in the use of water in people's landscape and just in their homes in general. And then overall, since 50% of that home water use does go to irrigating the landscape, we've seen the Florida Friendly Landscaping Program save over 3 million gallons of water, and that's annually. So that's enough to, water over 3,000 homes and really save a ton of money on utility bills as well, because that water adds up on our bills.
That is true. And, sometimes when I'm teaching water conservation programs. And when I used to do it, I would say to people, how much water do you use a month? And people would not know. They could tell you the amount of their water bill, but they couldn't tell you how much water they used. What's a great way to know or for someone, a homeowner, to find out how much water they use?
Yeah. So if you're still getting those paper bills in the mail, it should actually say on there how many, gallons in your metered area. You can actually look at your meter directly, which is your in-ground meter. It's usually buried in the front yard, and then you kind of, pull the thing back and you can look in there. Or if you have a portal, an online portal with your utility company, you just log in and sometimes it'll even graph your usage for you, that it'll show you exactly how much you're using throughout the month and year.
And that's important because people, it's important to know how much water you use because we don't realize it. And, I see sprinkler systems going on all the time. And, I've had even someone tell me this week that they water three times a week. And
yeah.
I'm just shocked.
Yeah, and it's really not great for our plants either. So, if we're doing the right plant in the right place, it should be able to, survive with the general rainfall, a little bit of supplementation, and then we want to keep an extra eye on it when we are having those drought conditions.
Exactly. And then also fertilizing. So many people think that Florida sand, Florida, landscaping or gardening is so bad because of our soil here, but our soil's really kind of good. It has a lot of minerals in it and good drainage. So what do you suggest to someone before they fertilize? What should they do?
Well, definitely do a soil test. That's really, you can do an easy soil test, really a basic pH test, because if our pH is off, we're not getting those nutrients absorbed into our plants. And so start off with a basic pH test. If you're looking to fertilize, we do recommend sending it to a laboratory where you're getting those nutrient analysis, especially for phosphorus. It's illegal to put phosphorus down without a soil test showing you need it because we're so rich in phosphorus. And just, you know, really amending this will. So if you using some black cow, using some compost, even malorganite in our landscape beds and mulch, that's going to, that organic matter really packs a punch for conducting water and nutrients into the roots of our plant.
The wonderful advice. And so Florida was, you know, Florida Friendly Landscaping was first in the country. And so other states also implemented landscaping water conservation programs too, right? Where else in the country are they doing water conservation programs?
Yeah, so definitely throughout the Southeast, they've really replicated in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana. So we've definitely had that replication occur throughout the Southeast. Out West, it's a little different, you know, so they have different kind of conservation focuses, but still similar in nature.
Right. And that's where they practice xeriscaping. And, you know, it's not xeriscaping like no water use, no, you know, landscape, but xeric meaning dry. And Colorado started that program because out West, they don't have the waterfall that we get or rainfall that we get here.
Right, right. And we're tropical, you know, in parts of Florida and subtropical. And, you know, really the Southeast has a propensity to grow. And so, you know, in the desert West, that's not the same. And so, you know, when we look at growing vegetation, it's different in concept for sure.
Wonderful, Tina. So are there any programs coming up and where can people find out more about Florida Friendly Landscaping?
Well, we are so excited that today in Seminole County, we're actually having our expo, our gardening expo, which is at 250 County Home Road in Sanford from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So come on out, get some plants and education. I'll be speaking on my book, Plant This, Not That. And we have lots of classes and webinars. Check out our Eventbrite. And, of course, you can always go to FloridaFriendlyLandscaping.com to learn more about the nine principles and more.
And Tina, if someone wanted to find out where their extension office was in their county, what should they do?
Yeah, so I would just go to your search engine, you know, your browser on your phone or your device, and just put in UF IFAS Extension or University of Florida Extension Service, and then it'll actually show you a little map. You can click and you can find agents like me. You can find contact information, locations. And those are such great resources for everyone that a lot of times we offer free or very affordable assistance for the community.
Thank you so much, Tina. It's great having you on. Congratulations on 30 years of wonderful water conservation programs that are successful here in the state of Florida. I so appreciate it. And the University of Florida for creating the educational program. Yeah, have a
and
great day.
Thank you, Teresa, for spreading the wonderful message. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Tina. It's great having you on, hon. Have a great day. Wonderful success today. And that's Tina McIntyre. She's a Seminole County Extension agent. And if you would like to know more information, go to FloridaFriendlyLandscaping.com and just Google Florida Friendly Landscaping and you will get the University of Florida. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I will be posting links to all of Tina's McIntyre's and Seminole County Extension and the University of Florida links to Florida-friendly landscaping. And if you would like that, just go to our Facebook page, and you can find all the information every week.
Yeah, she wealth of knowledge. Holy cow.
Yeah, she is great. She is super. And Seminole County is lucky to have her. So if you would like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So what should you be planting this time of the year? Well, you know, usually we would say we can still be planting winter vegetables this time of the year, but it's too hot.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Hot. And so you need to go to our, you know, springtime and summer vegetables. And right now that would be any kind of beans, pole beans, long beans, your cantaloupe, your corn, cucumbers and eggplants, loofah, and, you know, peppers, all kinds of different peppers. We have some great ones going on right now. And then pumpkins. Lizzie, don't listen to me. And squash and tomatoes, all kinds of tomatoes you can grow, and watermelon. And so I did have a text message, not a text message, I'm sorry, an email to our Better Lawns and Gardens page this week. And it was a wonderful email from Anthony. And Anthony asked how he could plant tomatoes that tasted good. And I will tell you, Anthony, there's a couple of things that you can be doing to make sure that your tomatoes are delicious. And one of them is to use heirloom varieties. Okay, so when the tomatoes that we get in the store are tomato varieties that take shipping well, that have thicker skins, they're not going to, rot as quickly as sad as that sounds, but we need to have tomatoes that last a long time. Thick skins, handle shipping, can get moved around, and that's what we find in the grocery stores.
Okay.
And so sometimes we can lose the taste when we breed and grow and hybridize tomatoes or any kind of plants. We lose something in the hybridization. So you want to grow heirloom varieties that have been grown for generations and tried and true. And that way, ones like Brandywine, Cherokee Purple, Black Creme, Sun Cherry Tomatoes, and there's so many different varieties out there. And then make sure that you have a lot of good nutrition in your soil, putting black cow in there, using compost, and that way the plants are going to have all the nutrition they need to go through photosynthesis and, you know, develop fruit that's going to be nice and healthy and delicious.
Very good. Yes.
Let's go to Jack in Daytona Beach. Good morning, Jack. How can I help you?
I'm doing great. My neighbor has a problem with an Alexander palm. It got hit with a frost and the top is, just burnt up. Should she cut it back? But I don't know. I'm from Massachusetts, should she cut it back? The bottom 6 feet are growing, but that's that main sprout that comes out the top is it's burnt dead.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Jack, that it may be possible that it did damage the palm tree enough that it would kill it. So if she has the new green fronds or fronds that are still green, I would go ahead and leave it. Go ahead and fertilize it. But I would tell you one of the main things is that, putting a fungicide on that top apical stem coming out is going to be very helpful in keeping it from rotting. And so do not cut it off yet. All right. Let's see.
That's what I said.
Yeah, do not cut it off yet.
Okay. But, it's really cooked.
Yeah. No, don't do it just yet. Wait a couple of months. No. See if there's a new one coming out. And or she can cut it off and see what happens,
Now, should you cut that big leader all the way down to the ground? If you do cut it.
The Alexander palm. So how tall is it?
About 18 feet. That's why the bottom didn't get burnt. It was the top.
Right.
When the frost came, it just cooked it.
Yeah. She can cut off any stems that are brown. Okay. So that if they're completely brown, if there's some that are green, leave those.
Right. Well, I was going to just leave them all and see who falls off and what if anything shoots out.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
Thank you for caring about that. You're so nice to help your friend and call in for her.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jack. The number to call is 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680.
What a nice friend and neighbor. I love that.
It is. He's just nice. to care. And you never should cut off palm fronds when they are green. Palms are a dicot. They're not, they're a monocot, not a dicot. And that means they're more like grass than they are a shrub or a tree. And that means they need every single frond, green frond, to be healthy and to go through photosynthesis. So if the frond is green, no hurricane pruning, no clipping it off so that you have a little pebbles, Flintstone, you know, a ponytail.
We need to find a rhyme. You know, like they say, you know, about, you know, if it's orange is next to yellow, so it's whatever. We should find a rhyme for this.
We should. That's true. We should work on that. And so then I had Gino. He says, what is a rhizome inhibitor to limit the spread of false bird of paradise? And I'm just going to tell you that the false bird of paradise, the heliconias, the traveler's palms, buying the rhizome inhibitors is usually reserved for greenhouses and nurseries for container gardens. It gets very expensive, Gino, and it doesn't really, you have to keep doing it. So it's not something that I recommend because it can spread to other plants in the landscape. So if it's too much for you in that area, it's just the wrong plant in the wrong place, and just go ahead and replace it with something else rather than injecting chemicals into the ground, you know, pheromones and hormones to keep it from growing. And that's just not good for homeowners to do. Leave it up to the commercial growers. They know exactly how much to use, and they can do it carefully, and they can afford the expense. You're listening to Better Lands and Gardens if it's Saturday morning, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. Find out about supplemental security income. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/ssi. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. This is a perfect time to go ahead and get your lawn started so that you can prevent the weeds, fill in the area, and have a nice, healthy, lower maintenance landscape with your turf. And one of the reasons, or one of the best things to do this time of the year, if you have bare spots, you want to fill them in so that the weeds do not get in and germinate on that the bare ground, the soil, the sand. And one of the ways to do that is to go ahead and plug it or put sod pieces down. Now, if you are buying sod from the garden centers or a nursery, ask before you buy it, when does it come in? Because it's kind of like groceries coming into a grocery store. There's a set day, like Thursday, when right. The groceries come in and they put them on the shelves. Mm-hmm. So when you're buying sod, you want to find out what day it comes in on so that you buy it the minute it's delivered and it's still fresh and it's still got moisture in it so that it hasn't been sitting around for 3 or 4 days and needs water and it's already stressed before you put it down.
Oh.
So that really helps out. So find out what day the fresh sod comes in on, and then you want to make sure that when, before you put the sod on or the plugs in the ground, that your soil is already wet. Okay, and what happens with that is that it will then be able to hold on to the moisture that's in the soil piece, in the dirt that's with the roots, around the roots. If you don't wet your ground before you put your sod down, then that sandy soil area is going to wick the water out of your sod pieces, out of the root system, and it's going to get stressed or need to be watered more. So go ahead and make sure that your lawn is irrigated in the area where you're putting down the sod. And then you want to fit the pieces close together. You can go ahead and cut sod pieces. You know, let's say you buy 3 or 4 because you only need to plug a few areas. Then cut it and fit it in so that it fills in the entire area. And you can do that easily with a knife. And a serrated knife, you know, a little bit larger bread knife you can do it with. And then that way you can create rounded corners so it fits into your area. Then water the sod as soon as it's laid down. And then start a watering program to where you apply a half inch of water daily for the first few weeks, and then I would say 2 weeks, and then go ahead and then do it every other day the second week, so once every 2 days, and then the third and fourth week you can go to every 3 to 4 days, and then you're going to be on that normal schedule. If you water your turf every day, the new one that you put in, the plugs or the lawn, the front yard or the backyard, wherever you're laying the sod, if you water it every day for 30 days, that root system is going to stay exactly where it is. It is not going to go down deeper and become established. You want to reduce the amount of watering after it's been in a few weeks so that Mother Nature pushes those roots down and it learns to live and be healthy on less watering. Then when we get to the summertime, by June, July, and August, we're going to be getting those weekly and daily rains sometimes, and you're not going to have to irrigate and add supplemental watering to it. And that's going to be the healthiest way. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I got a question. There was a good program you had on there last week with the doctor from IFAS on citrus.
Yes, Dr. Rogers.
Dr. Rogers. And I couldn't locate all the information on there. It was supposed to have on the OLL 4
and the OLL 8. Yes.
Yeah. Where is that? What is the name of that site? Or because I went to Better Lawns and Gardens and I went to your site.
Uh huh. No, it's
somehow
it's,
I just couldn't locate it.
Okay. Are you on Facebook, Jerry?
No.
Oh,
no,
you're not
I
on Facebook.
I'm too old for Facebook.
No, I appreciate that. So on your computer, if you will Google the Citrus Research UF in Lake Alfred, Citrus Research UF Lake Alfred, it will bring up that
website.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and go to their site.
One.
They will have that information on there. And what I will do during the next break, Jerry, if you'll listen, I will give you the website in the next hour.
You will?
I will. Great. I'll give you the website.
Thank you very much.
Okay? Yeah. And so, Dr. Rogers had some great information about the new varieties
and
the old varieties that are resistant to citrus green.
Right,
okay, super.
Right. I'm so glad to hear that. Could I ask you one other question?
Sure.
The Poblano and Peppercini peppers?
Yes.
Are they easy to grow here, or is there problems with them?
No, there's no problems with them. They're easy to grow here.
Oh, they're like the real hot ones then?
Yes.
To grow.
Yes.
They grow easy.
Peppers grow very easily here in Florida. Now, if you'll just hang right on, Lizzie will help you with the website, and then we'll announce it too as well.
Will.
Yes, she will.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Jerry, very much for calling. That's great information. 2 weeks ago, if you go to our website, Better Lawns and Gardens, you can go in to listen and you can hear all the different programs. You can also hear it on iHeartRadio app and you can hear our past shows. And then on Audio Boom, you can hear just Google Better Lawns and Gardens podcast and it will bring up all these websites. So we got Jerry taken care of. Let's go to Sally. Good morning, Sally. How can I help you?
I have two very large crown of thorns outside my back door that even though I had them covered during that last really cold spell we had, they've lost all their bottom leaves and their blossoms. And all I've got is some blossoms at the top of the stems.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to cut them back?
How tall are they? Are they in a pot or in the ground?
They're in a pot, and they're probably about 6 feet. No, not six. About 4 feet tall.
Wow. Those are big ones. Good for you,
Sally. They've been there for many years.
Okay. So are any of the stems really, really brown?
No, they're not brown.
Okay. What I would do, Sally, is I would cut the tip of each stem diagonally on top, and it's going to flush back out again. It's going to recover. If the stems are not brown or...
No, they're not.
Okay. It's going to recover. It's just going to take a little while. But
there's
I would cut
still blossoms at the very top of the stems.
Right. Crown of thorns are succulents where they don't need a lot of water, and so they'll drop their leaves when they go through stressful periods and extreme temperature changes. So I would just clip the tops where it turns brown and let it recover. Go ahead and water it once a week and then fertilize it, and it should come back just fine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sally. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. I would going to have a great opportunity to go with me to Buffalo, New York, which is site of the largest garden walk in the United States. And we have a few seats still available. It is going to be an exciting trip. It is going to be July 26th through July 30th. We are going to be able to tour and visit private homes that the gardens are inspiring. And what is so exciting about it is that they have tropical plants. And so it is an incredible experience. Usually the Buffalo Garden Walk, well, not usually, it is always held on 2 days at the end of July, and 70,000 people come.
But aren't you guys getting like a little bit of exclusive like the day before or something like that?
We're going 3 days before. Whoa. And it's going to be all by ourselves, and we will get to see these gardens. And that is a fabulous part. But also, we are going to go to the Darwin Martin Frank Lloyd Wright home.
Nice.
Which is extremely beautiful. And then we're also going to the Canadian side and see Niagara Falls and the botanical gardens there.
Now, do you have to have your passport slide over there?
You do have to have the passport. And so, yes. But if you'd like to go with me, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and click on Backyard Garden Tours. Or I will post again. You can go on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, and you can see it at the top of the page. And so I want to thank Tina McIntyre for coming on this morning and helping us to celebrate 30 years of Florida-friendly landscaping.
Yes.
Through the University of Florida. Well done. And we do appreciate that. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to talk about having what to do in your yard this time of the year, what kind of plants you can garden with, and then also we can take their questions and calls.
There you go. Exactly. Give us a call or send us a text.
Exactly. And so a big thank you to all the water management districts and the utilities, landscaper and irrigation contractors and homeowners that are making an effort to conserve water resources. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and summitresponsiblesolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling STAR-FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at STAR-STAR-8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.